Public Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Stephanie Lecce. If you didn't know, those are the inimitable sounds of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Well, maybe they are imitable. After all, the hit Broadway musical Jersey Boys is based on the group's story and songs. It's enjoyed a long run on Broadway and for the last couple of years has been bringing their beloved tunes to cities across the country in its national tour. The show opened its Milwaukee run yesterday, and as it turns out, there's a little Wisconsin in Jersey. Actor Barry Anderson is a Wisconsin native who plays the role of the Four Seasons producer Bob Crew in the production. He's here in studio with me now. Barry, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This is really exciting.
Well, we're excited to have you. Barry, I want to start by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and your career. Did you always have dreams of performing on Broadway in national tours across the country?
I guess so. I think I did. I don't know if I had dreams of it, but I was definitely drawn to music and drawn to performing as a kid. I would do everything I could to do the school programs and the church programs and anything to get me on stage. My dad is a musician, and so there was always music in the house, and I think his side of the family was definitely where I got a lot of my love for all of that stuff. So growing up, listening to cast recordings was just a daily thing for me. I'd play Fiddler on the Roof from front to back three times in one day, and then it would be The Sound of Music the next day and Annie the next day. You know, it was like those cast albums that we all kind of grew up with.
Well, when would you say was your big break?
I was lucky enough to work on Broadway a few years back in Legally Blonde, the musical. And that for me was a really exciting thing because at that point I was living in New York, and to be able to actually live in the city and go to work at night in the city is like a huge goal for a lot of New York actors. You know, a lot of times we move to the city to get a tour and take us out of town or get regional work that takes us out of town. So just to be able to have that life for a bit was, yeah, I guess you could say a dream come true.
Yeah. So tell us about getting on the national tour for Jersey Boys. How has that experience differed from being set in one place on Broadway?
Yeah. Well, the show itself is basically the same as you would see in New York. The thing that's different is that every 2 or 3 weeks, we're picking up and flying to another big city to go give our show to a whole new group of people who maybe have never seen it, or maybe have never been to New York City, maybe have never seen a Broadway show on Broadway. But thankfully, there are a lot of opportunities in all these theaters across the country for them to go see a Broadway caliber performance in their own, you know, hometown.
Do you feel like the audiences respond differently depending on where they are?
Definitely. Oh, my gosh. Yes. It's really interesting, actually. We were just in Waterbury, Connecticut last week, and they were nuts for the show. I mean, they were on their feet. Sometimes in the middle of a scene, they'd be talking back just out of enthusiasm, of course. But something about that New England, East Coast, there's some sort of ownership with the show out there, I found. We opened the show in Philly, in Philadelphia, and we're headed back there over the holidays this year too. So a lot of the audiences too, I feel like by the end of the 2.5 hours, believe some people are truly convinced that they're watching the actual group. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. I feel that that is the case for some people. Granted, we're all just actors portraying the roles and stuff. And then, you know, you've got those audiences in some parts of the country who totally love the show, but they just kind of sit back and take it all in, and they'll clap politely, and then they'll be on their feet cheering and dancing at the end. You know, so it totally differs. It's interesting to watch that as one of the most interesting things about touring a show, for sure.
Now, in the production, you play the real-life character Bob Crew, who was the producer and co-writer of so many of the Four Seasons songs. How much research did you do going into that role to prepare to really present him?
Mm-hmm. Quite a lot, actually. And what was helpful for us when we opened this tour, we were in a rehearsal room for 4 weeks in New York City all together. From the ground up, we kind of built this show. And almost a week's worth of that time was spent on the dramaturgy side of everything. So it was just sitting around a table talking about these real people, getting all of the factoids from the Jersey Boys Bible, what they call this huge binder of information and documents and pictures. And we had YouTube clips to watch.
What surprised you the most about what you learned about the Four Seasons and the creative team that put together their sound and their style?
I think it was just the fact that they had this kind of dark-sided story to their rise to fame tale. Our show kind of portrays the behind the music story of this iconic group, which everyone knows they're big hits. You don't think about what happened behind the scenes. Most people don't know who Bob Crewe was. I mean, Frankie Valli is the face and the voice of the group, but there were three other group members in the Four Seasons, Nick, Tommy, and Bob Gaudio. And then their producer, Bob Crewe, who was prolific in his own way as a producer and had a lot of interests. He was into visual arts and he was a model for a while. And early in his career, he did have a career as a recording soloist, but then got into producing and worked with a ton of people all the way up through the 80s. He wrote Lady Marmalade.
Yeah, there are so many songs that he wrote that what's another one that he wrote? Good Morning Starshine from Hair.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I found so interesting when I was even researching him, because I've seen the show twice.
Okay.
And even though in the musical they explain his really important role, you know, I still had to go and do research about Bob Crewe and to learn how much of an influence he had on music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Oh, yeah.
It's just incredible.
Yeah. The Bob Crewe Generation was a group that he had in the 70s. Prolific. I mean, he really was. The catalog of what he did is huge. And so, yeah, diving into all of that stuff, reading up about it, reading interviews with him, with people that knew him, all of that stuff was really interesting to me. And then balancing that with what was given to us all on the page of the play. Because for dramatic purposes, some of the you know, especially his stuff pops off the page, let's say. I mean, it's just a blast to play. You know, Bob Gaudio and Frankie Valli were very hands-on with the writers when the show was being created and volleying back and forth like, well, this happened. Well, it wasn't exactly that way. Yes, it was. No, you know, for the most part, they wanted to make sure that it was a warts and all kind of portrayal. You know, let's not gloss over anything. Let's really show it for what it was. And I mean, there are some dark moments in the show, but it's also laugh out loud funny.
I love listening to you talk about this show. You're so enthusiastic about it, even though this tour has been going on now for 2 years. I mean, how do you keep it fresh? How do you keep yourself engaged in this material with that kind of authentic enthusiasm?
Well, knowing that you are playing to a new audience every night is the thing I try to keep in the back of my head. Also, it's a new city and a new theater space. Every time you're in a new theater, your backstage path changes. So you got to keep those muscles going, you know, like where's my dressing room? Where do I have to run to for this quick change? So that's one element that kind of keeps it interesting. Personally, the challenge for us as actors who are lucky enough to be doing the 8 shows a week for years at a time is just that, keeping it new for the brand new set of audiences that come in, knowing that it's the first time that they're hearing and seeing all of this stuff.
Now, you're a songwriter yourself, and I want to ask how that's helped you in playing Bob Crewe, knowing, you know, his role in writing the Four Seasons music. Have you been able to appreciate certain things better because of your own songwriting background?
I think so. I like to think so. I mean, it was interesting. When we started the show and I had gotten the role, I guess I didn't even think of those two things at all, because I had kind of recently gotten into songwriting a little more. But now that I'm in it and kind of doing both at the same time, I do think about that almost every night on stage. I mean, there are a couple scenes that take place in a recording studio, and I'm in the process right now, actually, of finishing up recording an album of some original stuff. And so I've spent a few days in recording studios over the past couple months. It's art imitating life, life imitating art, I guess. So it's been very fun and interesting to use that stuff and bring it into the show at night.
You talked before about how the audience often comes away learning something about the four seasons that they didn't know before. And one of the things that I know in previous interviews you've mentioned people are surprised to learn about is that Bob Crewe was gay, and yet he was writing these songs about these kind of hard scrabble, straight, working class boys from Jersey. And yet these songs are so universally loved, even during a time when people didn't really identify out loud
gay. No.
What has that been like, bringing that element to the show?
Oh, it's a gift, I think. I mean, it's kind of the last thing people are expecting when my character enters, and there's no mistaking it from the first line. So it kind of takes some people a couple seconds to be like, oh, okay, this is a gay guy, and he's working with this group, and it's in the 60s, and it wasn't talked about a lot. But from everything I've read and heard and talked to people about him at that time, you know, there wasn't a lot of apology for it. It wasn't as though he were really hiding it a lot of the times. And the group, I think Frankie and Bob would attest that there was no mistaking it.
Do you think people are coming to appreciate more the impact Bob Crewe and Bob Gaudio, too? I really shouldn't, you know, be leaving him out. They co-wrote together so often. But do you think people are coming to appreciate the impact, his legacy in the Four Seasons music more today than maybe he'd even gotten attention for in the past?
I think so. I think that's the case. And I hope it's the case, because rightly so. And like we said before, just everything – the people he worked with, the list is endless, you know. And he was there at the genesis of all of that Brill Building era, even around the time of, you know, Carole King starting. All of those famous songwriters that came out of there, that was where he was. I think what Jersey Boys has done for him, as well as Gaudio and even Frankie Valli to a certain extent, is put them back on the map as far as putting a face and a name with those songs that people already knew. I could go on and on. I mean, it's just high quality, harmonic, melodic songs that will stand up and stand up.
Well, so Barry, you're back in Wisconsin, your home state.
Yeah.
What is it like? Obviously, you're from the western part of the state, near Eau Claire, I believe.
Yeah, just south of Eau Claire. I'm from a really small town called Osseo, Wisconsin, which our big claim to fame when I was there growing up was the Norske Nook, which was this pie place. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's still there. And they also have a couple of different locations now. But that was what a lot of people went to Osseo for. But yeah, it was a great place to grow up.
Well, Barry Anderson, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Sure.
Barry Anderson plays Bob Crewe in the national tour of Jersey Boys, playing now at the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts Uline Hall through the 27th. The actor and songwriter hails from Osseo, Wisconsin. I'm Stephanie Lecce. Thank goodness it's Friday, and thank goodness you listened to Lake Effect. I hope you can be with us for Lake Effect Weekend tomorrow and Sunday at 3, or join us back here Monday at 10 for more Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is next.